On our agenda today is conditional use number 2475, S&amp;J Growers.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 30 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north and south sides of Bald Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 61, and on the east and west sides of Millsborough Highway, which is Route 30 and Route 26. The 911 addresses are 22311 and 22327 and 34943 Bald Branch Road and 36597 Millsborough Highway, Frankfurt. And the tax parcel ID is District 333, Map 7, Parcel 23.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a letter received from the State Division of Watershed Stewardship. We have a copy of the 1968 aerial photograph of the property. And in total, we have received two comments, but one of those is a petition containing 34 signatures. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is someone here representing this application?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recuse myself from...
Okay, thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Atkins. Thank you.
Sorry about that, guys. My name's Steve Atkins. I'm a land surveyor located in Laurel, Delaware. I am here with the landowner, Joel Wharton, and I'm basically here to discuss my role in this application. So basically, I did the boundary survey of all four parcels. So the Whartons own all four corners of the Lowe's Crossing, Bald Branch, and I guess that's Millsborough Road. I don't know what they call it. And so basically, the only area we're looking to do anything with is the northeast side where the existing borrow pit is. Now, to the north, as you'll see on the survey, there's a tax ditch there, which has an 80-foot wide tax ditch from the top of the bank. So obviously we excluded that, but we'd be looking to be able to maintain everything south of that. I created a preliminary site plan showing some parking, some existing entrance. Joel has stated that he has approval from DLDOT that he has submitted it with the application. So basically, Joel and his brother bought the property about 15 years ago from the Shorts. The borrow pit was existing then. I went back through the aerials, 1954, which I have copies of the 54, 68, which you have, and the current situation. So in 54, there looks like to be a little dirt hole there. It certainly wasn't either it was dug out and it was wet in the middle, or it was just a little hole. And then by 68, the pit is there now. We don't know whether they borrowed this dirt to build the roads, which is typically done back in the day. You know, there's pits all down this way. So. We don't know why that happened, but it was certainly there in 68, so that puts it, you know, over 57 years existing there. And now it's basically the same thing. Joel bought it, cleaned it up, and, you know, I'll let him speak to the rest of it unless anybody has any questions about the survey or anything I just said.
We're okay for right now.
Would you like a copy of the 54 aerial? I have a few of them.
Yeah, we're going to need that if you want that to be part of the record, so...
Afternoon. I'm not sure what you want me to tell you.
If you could just give us your name first.
Oh, okay. Joel Wharton.
Okay. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to this application to prove your case?
Yeah, me and my brother bought it a couple years ago at S&J Growers. It's Joel and Scott. That's where S&J come from. The property was pretty rough shape. We actually bought an excavator just to clear the property. It had two houses that were falling down, a shed we tore down, and this burrow pit was back there, and it was really nasty, trees growing up, and I thought, well, let's try to clean it out. So we cleaned it out as much as we could, and then I got an excavator to come in from soil conservation and had this beautiful white sand at the bottom of it, which I thought, well, I'll try to use some of it. It holds up well in wet weather. People asked me about it, they could have some, and I said, well, I don't really think legally I can sell it to you. But really, that's not my intention. My intention was just to legally be able to, if I wanted to sell some, but I'm not having plans of having a daily dirt operation out of there. I mean, I've not talked with anyone about, you know, having an agreement with you to purchase dirt. It's just I would like to legally be able to have a burrow pit that's already there. It's been there for 60 years that you know, if I wanted to, I could sell something out of there.
So when was the last time that you sold material out of there, or have you never done that?
2 years ago, probably maybe three.
Okay.
And also, I guess I should note that when they first put the sign out for the hearing today, they put it on the wrong corner, which I was wondering is making a lot of the neighbors thinking I was going to do the property on the west side of the road. So I did call the planning and zoning office and told them what had happened and said, is there no way I could put it on the side where the actual borough pit is? And said, you know, put it in your files that I did. And they said that was fine. So we did that.
So when I was there, it was on the Millsboro Road corner. That's where it should be. Is that correct?
On the Millsboro Highway. If you're heading into Gumboro, it would be on to the left before you get to Bald Branch Road.
But it looks like from the plan, you're going to have access off of the...
Bald Branch Road. Yes. Yep. And there's already an entrance there. I mean, it's there. It's been there.
Okay. Did you have any history that you wanted to add to this application, Mr. Whitehouse?
If I can assist, when staff performed the staff analysis, there was no conditional use history of this borough pit. And staff, on our own findings, we found that there was a borough pit there in 1968, which is the critical date for us because that's the best aerial photography that we have prior to 1970 when zoning came into effect. So staff were approaching this like it's a non-conforming use. That's not being formally determined by the Board of Adjustment. There's been no application to the Board of Adjustment. I'm slightly concerned that there's been these large gaps, that if material's not being sold for a period of more than 2 years, the question then comes to mind is the existing borough pit still a legally non-conforming use because of these large gaps? And so the current application's an opportunity to tidy up the history. I'm just not entirely certain on what the status is of the existing borough pit use. Because any legally non-conforming use that ceases for a period of 2 years or more would lose its non-conformity. So the current application is the appropriate mechanism to tidy that up. Maybe it's a question for the applicant as to has there been any sales at all during that 3 year period?
I'm sorry, has there been any what?
Any sale of material or any removal of material?
I did sell a few loads I was hauling myself until somebody told me, said, well, really legally, you can't do that. So I really didn't do it anymore because I thought, well, I made a few phone calls to find out what's the legal way to do it if I wanted to. I'm just a farmer. So, I mean, I had a 10-wheeler truck. You know, somebody asked, hey, would you mind hauling me a few loads? I was hauling some out of there. Yeah, I mean, I'll haul you some. But then once I legally found out I couldn't do it, I sort of didn't do that anymore.
I'm sure we're going to have some questions. And did you have anything else you'd like to add before we
start? I can't think of anything else.
Okay, well, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll start with any questions that our commissioners have. And we'll start with you, Mr. Collins.
Sorry. Yeah, we sometimes ask questions. So did you happen to have a chance to read the public comments of some of the neighbors around the property and concerns that they had about the potential for the operation?
No, I didn't see anything in there where I don't know where to go for that. But anyway, I had a neighbor, actually on the property there, on the corner of the property, I have a guy that lives there, and he told me that there was one person on Bald Branch Road that was upset about it, and that, you know, she was getting some people to sign a paper. So I thought, well, I don't really know this lady, but I went to introduce myself. I just told her who I was. I told her I wasn't here to change your mind. I'm just here to tell you what my plans were for it and how I got there. We good conversation. She's from New Jersey, I believe. She said she'd been here. She fixed her house up, beautiful house, and she told me her reasoning. I said that was fine. I just wanted to tell her what my reasoning was. And, you know, that's the only person that I personally know, I guess, that was against it. I heard of some other people, but I didn't really know them. But I mean, as you can tell from the property, I mean, I own every intersection. There's nobody anywhere, even the lady that I talked to, I don't even think her house is in the screen. There's just no development there on those. I've not sold any lots off, don't really plan to. Maybe a grandchild or something someday might get a lot, but yeah, there's just nobody there.
And I think maybe if, you know, reading the public comments that have been submitted online, a lot of the concerns are around, you know, effect on property values of neighboring properties, and that extends out quite a bit, I would imagine, from where the property that is in question is being proposed to have a conditional use as a borrow pit.
I mean, excuse me, but I guess if I put a chicken house there, would it be the same thing or a hog? I mean, legally, I could do that. I mean, a burrow pit was a whole lot better and smells a lot better than, you know, animals. It is AR1, I believe, right? Is that right or am I wrong?
It's AR1.
It is AR1.
Yeah.
You're right.
And you're correct. Still, you know, the property owners have concerns. I don't know if those concerns would be the same or if they'd be different if you were proposing to put chicken houses in. So I don't have any other questions, really. Thank you.
No questions.
I have just a couple questions, and maybe the chicken house scenario wasn't a good one for the, I think what I'm hearing from some of the people is the traffic that it would be on that shorter road, Bald Branch. So for us, for the record, if it's a conditional use, we would have the ability to set conditions for the approval if it gets approved. Mm-hmm. So we would really want to know from you, what would your intent really be? Because if we say you can only sell burrow on Mondays, because you're saying you're not going to really be doing it all the time.
Right, right.
So what?
All right, my right now my goal is that maybe, you know, first of all, there's no dirt left. All the dirt I had dug out of recently, within probably 5 years ago, is gone. I would definitely need to dig more dirt to do anything. Some people I've asked said you need to be at least, you can't do nothing with it. You can't just approve it and do nothing. You need to at least be moving a little bit of dirt out, which is sort of how I've envisioned it.
So the hours of operation for doing the burrow pit, what would you propose?
Well, I don't want my hands tied. I mean, suppose, you know.
That's why I'm asking this question, because if we say you can only dig from 10 until 2.
Right, I understand. Maybe someday I might have a child that, you know, wants to dig some dirt and, you know, even though they're all teachers, I don't think they would, but, you know, maybe someday that would be something I could make some income off of. You know, I don't think it's going to make or break me now. I'm almost 60 years old, but I would sort of like it to be, if it was possible, if, you know, I wanted to sell 10 loads a day, I could do that, you know, but I don't plan on doing that. But, you know, I'm just not, you know, forever's a long time. You know, I realize once I guess you okay this or however you're going to designate it, I guess that's forever, I guess, but
if you get a conditional use, it's a conditional use.
Yeah, and it only gets abandoned if you don't use it for 2 years, right?
And that's what he said. Okay.
Three. Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
3 years. Okay.
Three for a conditional use, two for a non-conforming.
Right.
I did have another question. So I think along the same lines, there's the concerns of many of your neighbors might be addressed if we just narrow the scope of what you're doing and say, if you say 10 trucks a day at most between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Oh, I'm sure that would be fine.
Monday through Friday.
I wasn't aware, but I forget the lady's name that I talked with, it was up against it. She said it had on the permit that it was 50 loads a day, and I was like, 50 loads a day?
No, that was 50 trips on the Del Dot.
Oh, 50 trips. Okay, I told her I'm sorry, but I didn't even know that much. I felt stupid when she told me, and I didn't realize it. But, yeah, 10 loads a day, I think that would be fine, and I'm sure that would be safe. And, you know, between you, me, and everybody else in this room, you know, it may not be, you know, 30 loads a year for the next year. You know, I don't really have any plans.
You have experience running a burrow pit operation? No. Do you have anybody consulting with you who does?
Do I have any experience? I'm sorry.
Do you have anybody who's working with you who does have that experience and, you know, it can address any of the regulatory concerns? I imagine there are, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork you got to go through with other agencies.
You mean like if it's approved, just even
yes,
10 loads a day or whatever, just paperwork? Okay.
Yeah, you have to file paperwork in the state. So Monday through Friday, you're saying you would be happy with, that you would be fine with if it is approved, 8 to 5?
Yeah, I could do that.
And so you would then typically just have an excavator out there or a loader, a couple pieces of equipment. I'm saying all this because of the backup alarms and what your neighbors are going to have to listen to.
Yeah. Probably, I guess, if I had dirt out there, I would have right now, I would just have a tractor out there and you know, so would that mean then 10 to 5, like say if, you know, it's a Saturday afternoon and it was 6:30, I wanted to haul a load to my chicken house. I couldn't legally even haul it even over on my own farm?
If it's Monday through Friday.
My own farm?
Yeah. No, because it would have a designation.
Could you do Monday through Saturday?
If that's what you're, if that's what you're requesting, you need to tell us what you're requesting.
Yeah, put a Saturday, I mean, you know, if it rains, you know, Thursday, Friday, you know. I hate to tie myself down to a day. I mean, to me, Saturday.
Sir, do you realize, just, I want to stop this real quick. You're the one that has the burden of making the record to support the approval by Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council. You're asking a lot of questions. You need to be the one that proves your case as to why this commission should approve it. You know, I would just, I'm making that suggestion. You know, well, you need to approach this a little bit different, I think.
I'm sorry, but I've never been before the commission before, so this is my first time.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing a very good job, I apologize, but, you know, I have waited a year and a half to get to this point, so I would hate to, you know, lose if I'm doing a bad job of testifying. It's not my intent. You know, I didn't realize they would ask me if I wanted to just do it Monday through Friday. You know, I just sort of assumed it may sort of be just like I'm doing now. You know, there really wouldn't be a restriction on it if...
No, there's plenty of restrictions between the state agencies. There's restrictions in our county code about it, about, you know, buffers, fencing. We have standard conditions that are imposed on borrow pits regarding the slope, you know, all sorts of different things. I mean, it's not just somebody out digging a hole, you know. And to your point, when we get borrow pit applications that come in, usually, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but they're fairly sophisticated because people understand the nature of what they're asking for, and they make a real clear record about it. That's why... You know, I just want to point that out. That
I understand.
Think that.
So, I mean, really, I was sort of disappointed because I talked with several people before I made the application and told me, well, you should be grandfathered in. The pond's been there since 1967. So when I found out about that, I tried to figure it out. And I said, well, you could be if somebody had actually been pulling a few loads out every year. But nobody, there's, you know, how can I prove it? I've owned it for 15 years, and my intent was, like I said originally, just to try to clean it up around there. So, you know, that's all I've got. I appreciate your time.
Okay. All right. Did you have any other questions?
No, not for me. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll see if anybody has any interest in your application. Is there anybody that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2475 SNJ Growers? In favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Ma'am, you may come up and give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hi, my name is Julie Wardenberg, and I live at 223-7373 Ball Branch Road. Sorry, I'm nervous. This is also my first time. I am the adjacent property next to Mr. Wharton's property, and his 50-foot buffer puts it about 266 feet from my back door. I'm not, as you can see, I'm not very happy about that. My property, with all the heavy truck equipment and everything that should be going in and out of there, when they come out on the Millsboro Highway, I drive a school bus. It is hard to get out sometimes. I have to sit there and wait 5 minutes. If he's got several trucks, 5-10 trucks coming out of there in one day at the same time, they've all loaded up, they're going to not turn right. They're not going to wait. I drove a dump truck before my pass, so I know you don't wait when you're loaded. They're going to turn and go down Lynch Road, and they're going to come out by 9-foot road, which takes them right through our neighborhood. Our roads will not hold up to it. They're tar and chip, and they just won't hold up to that kind of dump truck traffic. Then we're talking about the people that walk. Residents walk all the time. I walk every day. His wife, he walks every day. My neighbor, and those people, they're gonna have to jump out of the way of dump trucks every day. We don't, you know, we don't want that. There's children, pets, wildlife, the excessive noise, the dust that can cause illnesses when all that's coming up in the air, especially in the winter when there's no leaves on the trees. And then we've got home values. I've been already told by a realtor, first thing I want to do is move. She said my house is unsellable as of getting my notification, because I have to tell a buyer what will be going in next to them. So my house is unsellable. And all my research says that every property within a half a mile, their property values will plummet up to 30%. That's a lot of equity that we all depend on as senior citizens to be able to, you know, get for, you know, just issues. Then there's the water table issue that can cause a contamination of our wells. That's the only potable water we have. There's also the issues of mosquitoes. The bigger the pond, the bigger the mosquito pond, you know. Then there's sinkhole issues due to water table levels that might change. I don't want a sinkhole in my backyard. It's basically going to change the character of our neighborhood. We're not going to be able to use our yards when this is going on. That's appropriate use of our properties. And it's going to be detrimental to the public welfare, anybody that's walking, kids, pets, with dump trucks coming through. So I hope you will listen to me today and consider the petitioners of our neighborhood that signed this when you make your decision to, you know, approve or deny this approval.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak in opposition? No one? Okay, any other questions from commission? Okay, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2475 SNJ Growers.